I'm fantastic.
Are you gear up? Are you ready to go for next week?
Oh, I stopped sleeping about 2 months ago, trying to get things organised. We're on the downward hill, and it's all getting very exciting. Yeah.
So big 30th, 100th birthday, obviously, but
For
Cubs, exactly. So 30th next Saturday is what we're doing. What are we doing?
It's an open day. Basically, every 2 years, our region, Central Coast region, have a region camp which invites all the groups from the region to get together for a 2-day camp. And this year we decided to open it to the public for 1 day and invite people in from outside to see what scouting is about, see how many scouts that we actually have in our region. A lot of people don't realise how many scouts we've got.
Mm, a lot.
So we've got around 168 kids coming.
Just one or two. I remember being in Cubs when I was a little one, and that was in Sydney, but it was a bunch of fun.
It is. They learn a lot as well. They learn about teamwork and leadership and having fun. It's all through games and badge work and working together or even individual things. So as a principle of scouting, it's good. We're just going off what parents are already teaching their kids, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, respecting each other, respecting the environment, respecting your community. We have lots of, if you look through history, who the Queen Scouts are that have been awarded the Queen Scouts, there's quite a few well-known people, which our kids aspire to, which is good.
Yeah, well, it's, just think about that even further. This, right now in the world, it's not, I don't think there's any more fitting time to become, being involved in the Scout or even the Cub movement, you know, to get kids to think differently.
Yeah, and especially like with this, I'm not knocking the Pokemon Go. It gets a lot of kids out there, and I know quite a few people who are involved in it, but it shouldn't take an app to do that.
True.
You know, and while I'm not saying that scouting is all about going out there every weekend and abseiling off a tower, because it's not. Some people come in thinking it's like Bear Grylls puts on television. And it's eating live. And, you know, it's just, I would never do that. But it does get them proactively involved in a team, in a group, and just, it's a group outside of your school, so it gives them a different circle of friends. Some kids have struggle at school, and we have them excelling at Scouts. They increase in confidence, in personal awareness and development, and it's just great. We've got one of my soft spots is a young bloke who came to us because he was struggling so much at school, and I took him to meet the Prime Minister. I'm so proud of him. He just stood there with just such pride in himself to meet Malcolm Turnbull, and it was from a kid who we couldn't get two words out of when he started. It was just amazing.
Isn't that amazing? If we want to find out more details, where do we go? What do we do?
Well, the activities that are on offer for the public to try is abseiling, rope bridge, mountain bikers, the Mad Mountain Bikers are helping us out, go-karts, mud course. So they need to wear shoes. They have to have enclosed shoes. We're out at Rowellen Park, which is just outside of town. It's about 4 kilometres from Bunnings out on the Mackay Bacacia Road.
Yep.
There's going to be signage out the front. They can hop onto Facebook and type in Scout Fest as one word, and they can buy their tickets online through Try Booking.
Yep.
It's cheaper if they do it that way. Then on the day, it saves us having to, you know, with mobile devices out there.
Yep.
And they were also supporting the SES. They'll have a sausage sizzle out there so you can come out and have lunch.
Do we have to sing Kumbaya?
No, there won't be any singing of Kumbaya. This is more about the kids having a bit of fun, and they'll learn how to make bush shelters and damper and ballistas and geocaching, a bit of navigation, some historical walks. So, yeah, it's and, of course, canoeing.
But
with all this rain, our dams are quite a nice level, so they'll be able to put some canoes in and take the kids out canoeing.
What's your scout name?
My scout name is Jakala. It means crocodile.
My mum, when she was in Girl Guide, she was Brown Owl. I thought that was the funniest thing.
Well, the kids actually named the leaders, and apparently my bite is not as bad as my... was it? My bite is worse than my bark.
Yeah,
so that's why they called
me
after a crocodile. So, yeah, I was like, thanks for that.
That's gold. We'll definitely see you out and about next weekend. Looks like a lot of fun, all right?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Hope people can come out and have a look.
Good on you, Katrina.
Thanks very much.